You can't just skip to scroll 10. You got to read each scroll one after the other, but only in the right time frame. And in doing so, you will set yourself apart by developing good habits. Habits that will you then become slaves to your habits, which is a strong word, I grant you that. But when we think about it, my friends, is it not true that we are slaves to our habits? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'd turn on the camera, but I'm trying to fix it. It's not working. I'm recently moved to my uncle's place as I'm dealing with some financial instability due to my changing career. But you know what, my friends? You know what's really funny? And I'll tell you the truth. What's funny is a lot of us, we want to know how to win with women, right? We want to know how to get the fine chicks. We want to know how to get ahead. We want to know how to achieve all of our sexual fantasies, right? Oh, yeah. We all have a bucket list of some kind. I don't want to hear shit about you don't have one. Don't lie. Stop. Stop lying. Yeah, you. Yeah, you listening to the show right now. Yeah, you. Stop lying. My friends, as much as we like to bring up theology on the show for academic purposes, I think it's important for us to be realistic. Well, if we want to win with women, first of all, we need to understand what the game is. We need to understand who's playing it, what role you're playing in said game, and how to win. Because we want to win the game. But you see, here's the problem with the game. Everybody's played the game of life, like the board game. And on the board game, it has, you start out, you either choose to go to college or not go to college. You go down the board a little bit. They have you immediately get married. You ever notice that? Immediately, they have you get married. Then after that, you go to college, you don't go to college, it's a profession, you get married. And then down the road, you could roll getting kids. You could roll hitting the lottery. You could roll buying a house, getting insurance, all this type of stuff, right? And eventually you get towards the end of the board, at which point that you can either roll to become a jillionaire or you become broke and a philosopher and the game is over. You see, when we look at board games like that, that's the type of brainwashing mixed in with the popular culture, mixed in with religion, mixed in with the gaslighting from women about, and men too, all too often, unfortunately, about getting married. Marriage is not winning as a man. Monogamy was mainly made for religious communities and broke dudes, whereas polygamy, which actually precedes monogamy, shockingly, and is in the Bible, if we really want to go there, which I don't really think we need to go there today, but it's in there. That is for, polygamy is for women. Monogamy is usually for the average to below average man. Because all the guys at the top of the pyramid, they don't have one woman. They got multiple bitches, even if they're married. And I don't want to hear shit about what you're talking about. Oh, Austin, I have $1 million in the bank. And I don't cheat on my wife. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're in the minority, sir. You're not the majority. Majority of dudes who hit a certain echelon, they go to swinger parties, they got sugar babies, they got an OnlyFans subscription or two. I don't want to hear jack about these lies that people want to feed me about how I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. Oh, hell no. I know I'm not wrong. But they want to lie. And married men, y'all need to stop lying to the single guys out here. Trust me, I have multiple married friends. You really want to sit here and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about?
Screw you, hippie.
Sorry, man, but you can't do that to me. I'm not naive. Speaking of naive, I would be naive if I was not honest with you gentlemen listening to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast today. Believe it or not, I actually had my first threesome the other day. And no, it was not with another dude. It was two chicks. Obviously, I will not go into too deep of specifics because, A, you probably don't want to know, or maybe you do want to know. Maybe you want to know about my first threesome. You want to hear about it because it's on your bucket list, too. Well, maybe I'll go and talk about that all in detail another time. But the reason I bring that up is not to flex on you guys, but more to let you know that as you get to certain places, as you continue to grind, as you work on yourself, you get in good shape. You feel good. You get to that next level. You work on your grind financially, physically, mentally. You will see results that you want to see. May not be in the time frame you want to see it. But if you're not out here grinding, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I don't give a fuck what you say if you're not out here grinding, working your ass off, trying to make something of yourself. If you're just working a 9-to-5 job and that's all you got to do, sorry, man. With rare exception, and the exceptions know who they are, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Because at the end of the day, if you're not out here with a side hustle, investing, trying to get a leg up on people, and you're just trying to go down the lazy river, I don't want to hear shit from you about how, Austin, you don't know what you're talking about, Austin, but this isn't true because I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You want to win with women? You gotta stop caring so damn much about everything. You gotta stop giving a fuck. Oh, I normally don't cuss this much, just so you know. If this is your first time listening to the show, you'd be forgiven for thinking that, oh man, this dude cusses a lot. And he has a book called Biblical Bachelor? This dude can't be a Christian, he's cussing too much. Well, first of all, I don't limit myself to just being a Christian, that's number one. And number two, I am sick and tired of these lukewarm Christians putting men up here on, oh, but you need to get married because getting married is the best thing to do and abba dabba dabba. I'm not going to talk about how in the old biblical days in Jerusalem, they used to do, you know, certain things like prevent the women from being skeezers and keep the men up on game. Oh, yeah, but no, we don't do that. No, because feminism happened. The Me Too movement happened. We can't do that. No. Instead, we don't want women to get mad. We don't want women to be offended, guys. They want us to talk in these metrosexual voices that are very soothing and calm. They want us to say, you know what, guys? You should not have any sex with any women except your wife because there's no way they're ever going to screw you over. There's no way that you could ever win as a man if you become a biblical bachelor or if you become a Ronin spiritually and you go your own way and you do your own thing and you decide that you know that there's a trap called relationships and how you lose leverage as a man. They don't want you to know that stuff. They'd rather guys like me, we don't exist, because if we exist, then that creates a little bit of conflict and a reason you might think, no, they don't want you to think. No, they want you to just give them stuff. They want you to just be another schmuck who buys a house, gets a car, so that you can then marry a woman and move her in. And then after that, she can then choose when and where she wants to cheat on you, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then guess what? Divorce court. You want to say, God ain't in your divorce court, sir. Ask the guys who are in this comment section on this channel. Ask them if God was in the divorce court with them. I don't think he was. I think there was the God of the court system called the judge who was sitting at the bench who decided how it was going to go down. And so when we talk about winning with women, gentlemen, marriage is not winning. Even having multiple chicks is not winning. You want to know how you win with women? You stop caring about what they think about you. You stop caring, as in you do what you want to do and you don't give a fuck about what they're, ooh, but he's weird. Oh, he likes to do this and he likes to do that. I don't care what your hobby is. You do what you want to do. And you don't let them play their little dumb games, their coochie games with you. Don't do it, man. You want to know what happens when I'm talking to a girl and she wants to play these coochie games with me, asking me if I'm jealous, asking me, you know, saying that, like, for example, she'll be all over me and then all of a sudden, like 2 days later, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have time to hang out. Meanwhile, I know she ain't doing jack shit and she's just playing hard to get, or there's another bull in the ring. You think I care? No. I say, you know what? That's right. What time? How long has it been? It's been a couple weeks. Guess what? She pulling the rug on me. She wants me to up the ante or get off, basically shit or get off the pot. I'll get off the pot. I don't care. Because I got other options out here, man. I'm not just talking about other options when it comes to chicks. I have other options like recording more episodes of the show, trying to get more sales, trying to go out there and go to the gym for another 30 minutes. I got stuff to do other than think about chicks, other than being like, damn, what do I not have that I can get? Fuck that shit. You want to know how you win with chicks? You become someone. You don't sit there and whine about not having something. You go and get it. You go out there and you fucking get it. You don't sit there and like, I wish I had $1 million. I wish that I understood something more. I wish I had big muscles. Go do that, bro. You can do that. It might take you years, but it's gonna work if you keep at it. Not if you sit there and whine and think about what you don't have. Talk about the good things in your life. I find that hard to do too. You're not alone with that. If you struggle with thinking about the good things in your life, or if you're hard on yourself, then I relate to you, bro. I understand what it's like to beat yourself over the head so much to where nobody else even has to do it. I'm extremely hard on myself. I know what it's like to be down bad sexually, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I've been on self-inflicted death row here. Oh yeah. Oh, you want me to tell that story again? When I was in the military, I was so depressed that I literally was on a mental hospital for 21 days. You want me to tell that story again? I'd be glad to do it. Guys, a lot of you think you know who I am, and maybe to an extent, if you listen to every single show, you have a general idea of who I am. But gents, let's be real for a second. This whole show is built off of understanding how you're being exploited, and I think it's a disservice for us to not understand. Now, when it comes to chicks, when it comes to winning with women, going down our... Women like to use the phrase journey. I don't like the only journey I like is a band. But when it comes down to it, we are all trying to get something out of this life. We all have a bucket list for things we want to do sexually. We all have a bucket list for things that we want to achieve. We all have a bucket list for places we want to go. All these things are great and good, but we have to channel that. Instead of being sad we don't have it or we're not seeing the results we want in the time frame that we want to see it, we have to turn our eyes not to our next meal, but to our last meal. You know, I've been listening to a book recently that someone recommended to me in my life, who I respect, and she told me to read this book called The Greatest Salesman in the World. And in this book, it's fascinating, by the way. It's kind of like Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and The Richest Man in Babylon. It's very good. And basically what he's talking about is there's 10 scrolls. And in each scroll, you have to take it one step at a time. You can't just skip to scroll 10. You got to read each scroll one after the other, but only in the right time frame. And in doing so, you will set yourself apart by developing good habits. Habits that will you then become slaves to your habits. Which is a strong word, I grant you that. But when we think about it, my friends, is it not true that we are slaves to our habits? Is it not true that what we do defines us? Not what we say we're going to do, not what we think we're going to do, but what we actually do will separate us from those who all they do is talk. All they do is theorize. All they do is... they talk a big game, but they can never see it through. You know, my friends, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm in a sales role right now, and I have yet to sell my first job. I've gotten close a couple times, and I still have some prospects in the pipeline. But I came out here to Kansas with no idea how to sell. None. Never done it before. No kind of background in sales. Nothing. Came out here, and I have a great mentor, but he doesn't baby me. He doesn't hold my hand and tell me, do this, say that. He doesn't do that. He basically takes me out and he says, okay, figure it out. I'll help you if you're drowning, but I'm not going to hold your hand and teach you how to do all this stuff so that you become reliant on me, which I respect him for, by the way. But let me tell you, it is very hard for me to do things the right way and learn everything myself when I see other guys getting their hand held and out here making money that I'm not making right now. Oh, I know in the long term, I'm going to be self-sufficient and I'm going to be able to make so much more than them. But in the short term, it's hard. In the short term, my friends, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's starting a new job, whether it's whatever, starting a new side hustle, going back to school, I don't care what it is you're doing. It's easy to get discouraged with chicks. They're not getting you're not getting the attention, the choosing signals that you want. You're not getting as much sex as you want. You're not getting the things you want in your life. It's easy to get discouraged and angry. Anger is one of the most dangerous emotions because all it does, with very rare exception, unless you learn how to channel it correctly, is it leads you doing more to get less. You expend more energy to do less. And this is the problem, my friends. We don't want to be less productive. We want to be more productive. We want to go out there and get more women, more wealth, more opportunities, more experiences. But we have to do things the right way. We got to pay our dues. I know it's tough. I know you don't like it. Trust me, I don't like it. You think I like going into work and look having people look at me like I'm a loser because I can't sell?
This is business. Numbers.
Is this working?
Yes.
Yay!
Trust me, it's tough, man. My boss behind my back even was talking some junk about me and didn't have the guts to say it to my face. But you know what, my friends? You know, I could get mad. And trust me, for a second, I really was. And I thought to myself, you know what? What is getting mad accomplish exactly? Not much. I gotta just focus, get back out there, knock them doors, talk to the clients I already have in my pipeline, and focus on the things I can control. You might notice that when it comes to your career, when it comes to chicks, when it comes to life, a lot of these skills intertwine like a spider web, and that is because they do. They intertwine perfectly. And it's not an accident. It is with purpose that this happens. So my friends, you might be thinking, Austin, you've been talking now for about 17 minutes, and you haven't really talked about the threesome you said you had. You haven't really talked too much about winning with women. And to that, I say you're wrong. In fact, I've mentioned it multiple times. Well, the second thing more than the first. But my friends, what I will tell you is I am sick and tired of men who are religious having their morality weaponized against them to try to make them more malleable and make them more controllable. I don't give. If you're the kind of guy who wants to thump the Bible at me, meanwhile your game is whack, you're broke, you're unattractive, you're out of shape, and you want to sit here and pretend like you're virtuous because you're a virgin, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You're a loser. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. None. You're a bum ass bitch. I don't care what you have to say. In days gone by, men told other men, hey, you don't marry a woman for sex. And you don't wife a woman up who's good at it. Just as you don't wife up a woman who you want to have sex with. All these things are hustling backwards and making you lose. Long term, you will lose. Statistically, you will lose. And this is why we must focus on the long term, because that will set you apart. That will make you win. It's thinking long term, not short term. Focusing on the horizon, not just the pebble or the rock in front of you. My friends, going back to that book I mentioned earlier, The Greatest Salesman in the World, which I'd recommend you read right after you read my book, of course, is this line has stuck with me ever since I heard it. It said, the rich guy who's talking to the guy who he's going to mentor to become the best salesman. He's a rich guy. He's talking to him and he says, you know what the difference is between me and the beggar in the street? And then his apprentice says, no, master, what is the difference? The master says, the difference between the beggar in the street and myself is this. The beggar thinks about his next meal. I only think about my last meal. And then he proceeds to say, you have to have a reason to fight. And the strongest reason a lot of men have to fight and to strive and to become better is love. Love for a woman, love for themselves, love for their children, love for a vision that they possess. And if you cannot focus on that which you love, you will not be able to focus yourself and drive yourself forward like a steam engine being powered by the fire in the engine. You have to have a fire that burns within you, or you will burn out, or you will stop dead in the water. And I don't want that for you. I don't want you to lose. I want you to win. But it doesn't matter what I want. We're all salesmen, whether we want to agree with that or not. We sell, for example, in some manner, in some way, I'm selling you on my ideas. You sell people on being friends with you, being romantically involved with you. People sell you on a religion, a lifestyle, a way of thinking, a philosophy. These are all things that you are sold. And in doing so, you either accept it or you reject it. And my friends, it is time that if we want to win with women, we want to get those hidden desires accomplished, we got to start with step one. Get to step two, step three, step four, step five. And some of us are already at step four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. But some of us are not. And there's no shame in that. There's only shame in quitting. For quitting is the only way that you can ever truly fail. My friends, I think I've gone on long enough. We'll continue to talk about women, relationships, and whatnot. Because trust me, there's a lot to talk about. I'll never run out of content on that front. But I want to go deeper. I don't want to just give you surface level stuff. We need to go deeper than just talking about how these women trip in or these dudes need to go their own way. There's so much more than that. So much. And together we'll explore it in the days, months, and years to come. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Let me know in the comment section what you thought. If you anything you want to add, subtract, debate, discuss, let me know. In the meantime, I look forward to finding you here next time, because I can tell if you made it this far that you're a free thinker. You're not a normal person. But that's good. Because the average person gets pretty much garbage in their life. And I want you to get more than garbage. And it takes you setting yourself apart to be able to really achieve in this life. God bless you. Take care of yourself. I'm out of here. Peace.